This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Wall Street could be in trouble over the government's latest Fitch rating that predicts whether it can pay our debts. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The Fitch Credit Rating Agency downgraded the U.S. rating from the highest possible of AAA to AA+. Secretary Yellen says that downgrade comes even though the economy is strong.
Fitch's decision is puzzling in light of the economic strength we see in the United States.
She cites millions of new jobs, unemployment at historic lows, and overall inflation that has steadily declined while the economy continues to grow.
Right now, the Dow and NASDAQ are down about 300 points. The shooter who killed 11 Jewish people at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue could be sentenced to death tomorrow. U.S. Attorney Eric Shulhan.
Since October 27, 2018, nothing has been the same. Not for the families who lost beloved family members, and not for those who survived but bear the scars, physical and emotional, every day of their lives.
A jury recommended the death penalty after about 10 hours of deliberations. Former President Trump slamming his second federal indictment on Truth Social. CBS's Natalie Brand has the latest.
Trump has denied any wrongdoing, and in a statement, his campaign called the indictment unprecedented political targeting. Meanwhile, his legal team appears to be shifting blame onto lawyers who were advising him at the time.
Everything that President Trump did was with the advice of lawyers and counsel.
The indictment also named six co-conspirators who have not been named or charged. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
This may be just a little push toward any of the six to say, okay, I didn't name you. Here's your chance. Come on down.
Leah Remini just hit the Church of Scientology with a harassment and defamation lawsuit. The actress has been an outspoken critic of the church since leaving in 2013, but claims she and her family have been subjected to psychological torture, including stalking and abuse, for nearly two decades. New York City has no more room for migrants.
We need help, and it's not going to get any better. From this moment on, it's downhill. There is no more room.
That's Mayor Eric Adams, who says people are sleeping outside of hotels now after getting shipped from more conservative states. So many people are now using drugs like Ozempic to cut weight. Employers are cutting insurance coverage. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
The Wall Street Journal says spending can cost the boss as much as $1,350 a month, and it's jumped into the tens of millions of dollars for insurance plans.
Drug companies are also struggling to keep up with demand. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
If this were Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun, you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Students Transit is facing a shortage of bus drivers for the upcoming school year. The director of safety says they need 13 more drivers, which is more than they've been short on in past years. With fewer drivers, routes will be changed and can possibly cause longer wait times and fuller buses for students. The Wisconsin DOT waived certain parts of its testing for bus drivers last year in an effort to increase the number of school bus drivers statewide. However, bus companies and school districts said it hasn't made much of a difference as the shortages continue. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan asked for the release of security footage at the U.S. Capitol from last week when fellow Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden yelled at Senate pages. Congressional leaders condemned Van Orden's act last week. The footage is being reviewed by U.S. Capitol Security, according to a release from Representative Brian Stile. Van Orden said he won't publicly apologize. And the National Weather Service says it'll be hot and humid for the next couple of days, but rain chances return this weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303.
Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theriphon.com/disclosure.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
93.5, The Tap.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and boy, is a lot of it being made. Boy, is a lot of it being made. One quick breaking news, as I just came on the air, staffers in the Senate Russell building in Washington, D.C. were evacuated with their hands on their heads. They were taken out on the street. They're still standing there, a lot of them. They haven't been able to find anything. They've sent cops in there. There'd been a claim of an active shooter. I personally think this may turn out to have been a fake call, but they can't be sure of that. So right now, as I'm speaking, there are Senate staffers on the sidewalk. And the ones inside have been told by the police to shelter in place, and they're going through it room by room, looking to see if there's anything amiss. This has been going on now for about an hour. I think that realistically, it's unlikely there is an active shooter, but you can't be sure. And in any event, the fact that people can do this kind of thing is contemptible. And if they're caught, when they're caught, they should be sent to jail. Well, I'll tell you what, how many times have we said that history occurs every second of every day, even when you're asleep, even when you're awake? Well, Donald Trump's indictment yesterday has set off an earthquake, and I want to talk about it and about a lot of the aspects of the indictment, what I think is going to happen. Here's the deal. First of all, even though I'm a lifelong Democrat, even though I was the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for two terms, elected twice, it does not give me any pleasure to see a former president indicted for anything. But that speaks a lot more to the real issue is I don't like to see a former president commit felonies and do bad, despicable things. The indictments were absolutely necessary to enforce the rule of law. Here in a nutshell is what it is. 45-page indictment that was filed yesterday. It lists four felonies, four criminal charges. It's only against Donald Trump, but there are six co-conspirators. We're going to talk about them. The four felonies are a conspiracy to defraud the United States in trying to interfere with an official proceeding to certify the election, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. It's a separate crime. Always, always, attempts are always prosecuted along with the actual obstruction, and conspiracy against the rights of voters to intimidate, to threaten, to scare them, at a voting, or if they do vote, to count their vote. Those of you who took some constitutional law, whether or not you are lawyers, will remember that that is part of the old Ku Klux Klan statutes. After black men, and then in 1920, it would be black women as well, but when the 15th Amendment passed in 1870, black men could now vote. No women could vote at that point. The Ku Klux Klan started to ride through the South, and if a black guy tried to vote, they'd kill him. Or they would track him down where he worked, get him, lose his job, intimidate him. This is one of the statutes that was passed to stop that kind of thing. And here you have Donald Trump, and this is a 45-page indictment. And one of the things I would recommend, I don't normally recommend this, but this is the most extraordinary indictment I have ever read. And I strongly recommend to my friends listening to this that you Google it and read it, even on the screen. Actually, if you can print it out, that'd be even better. It is a history lesson in and of itself. It is a university course in American history right now, contemporary, in and of itself. It's a so-called speaking indictment. One of the commentators called it a screaming indictment. It is the most detailed indictment I have ever read in my life. There's no requirement that the prosecutor be this detailed. But because of the gravity of this indictment, because of the fact that it's against a former president of the United States, Jack Smith very candidly and transparently laid out all the facts that he is going to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt in this 45 pages of them. 45 pages. Now, it's not 45 single-spaced pages. It is talks about what the criminal charges are, but it gives the, and we're going to get into that right now. He has to appear in court on Thursday. That would be tomorrow. I think it's 4 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. Central time. That means the minute we go on the air again tomorrow, he's going to be there. So we're not going to see it live because we'll be on the air here. I'll be on the air here. Here are the six co-conspirators. Number one is Rudy Giuliani. And one of the things, they give extensive facts on Rudy Giuliani. But one of them is he, along with Trump, called Rusty Bowers. Remember him? He was the Speaker of the Arizona House, Republican, who voted for Trump. He testified to the January 6th Commission under subpoena. And Trump and Giuliani called him and threatened him. They said there was fraud in Arizona. He said, we've looked at it and our courts looked at it. And frankly, there isn't fraud. And they jumped all over him. And he says, what's your evidence? Rusty Bowers said, okay, tell me what's your evidence. Apparently you didn't tell the Arizona Supreme Court. You want to tell me? Go ahead and look at it. And here's what Giuliani said with Trump on the phone, quote, we don't have the evidence, but we have lots of theories, end quote. And Rusty Bowers said, to his credit, said, look, I voted for Trump, did everything I could to elect him, but I'm not going to commit a fraud. Second co-conspirator is John Eastman. John Eastman is the mastermind. He is the guy, he is the conductor, the orchestra director, the zookeeper. He is the guy that set up the whole thing. They're going to have seven states with fake electors. They're not going to screw around with California, New York, Alabama, Mississippi. Everybody knows who won those states. But everybody also knows who won all the other states. Trump falsely said, I won every state by hundreds of thousands of votes. This guy is nuts. He's delusional. He's also a liar. But John Eastman came up with a sophisticated thing. He says, well, what about Rutherford Hayes in 1876? Guys go, Rutherford Hayes, who the hell is he? What, did he pitch for the Cardinals or what? No, he didn't. He was president of the United States in 1876. He was also a colonel in the Union Army, and he was a colonel at the Battle of Antietam. Battle of Antietam during the Second World, during the Civil War, one of the key battles won by the Union. And one of the guys he commanded, believe it or not, Sergeant William McKinley. Sergeant William McKinley, who went on to be president of the United States afterwards, was assassinated, and then Teddy Roosevelt took over. But Rutherford Hayes, why did he mention Rutherford Hayes? Rutherford Hayes, 1876, didn't get as many electoral votes as a guy named Sam Tilden, a Democrat. Those days, Democrats were associated with slavery. Rutherford Hayes was a hero of the Civil War. The abolitionist Republicans, which were the Liberal Party, were not going to turn this thing over to the South. So they flat out had slates of electors, and they fought over them. And the South and the North brokered a deal, a shameful deal. And some historians say, well, it wasn't quite that black and white. Well, I'm telling you, what happened was everybody goes, okay, Rutherford Hayes is the president. And by the way, the North will withdraw troops from the South so we can murder black people for 100 years under Jim Crow and lynching. That's what happened. But anyway, the idea was seven states would put in fake electors. And how about prosecuting the ones in Wisconsin, for God's sakes? We're going to be talking about that a little bit, too. Fake electors. And then Pence was going to, what, dress up like, what, a Minuteman or something? Or with a tri-cornered hat or something with velvet stockings and ruffled blouse or something? And he's going to go, what say you, Congress? Look at all these different electors, just like Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. And guess what? Every state only gets one vote. 27 or so states, majority Republican would go Trump. 23 or so would go Biden, and Trump would be back in. That was the idea. And John Eastman is now a co-conspirator. Sidney Powell, remember her? She is a piece of work. She is a piece of work. She's the one who said that Italy had used satellites to change ballots. Trump was in on a conversation, and he covers the phone, and he laughs. He said, that's some crazy, begins with SH and ends in IT. That's what he said, okay? He muted the speakerphone. So that was some crazy SHIT. Jeffrey Clark, the clown, he was a environmental lawyer. Trump wanted to put him in. He said, I'm going to put out a statement from the Justice Department that there was fraud and that the states should relook at their electors. So he's the fourth. The fifth was Kenneth Cheesebro. I'd forgotten about him. He was the architect of the fake electors. And six was unknown. They can't sniff him out. Political consultant, it says. He dealt with the fake electors. He dealt with the fake electors. So that's what you got. Why were these people not criminally charged? They're listed as co-conspirators. The best insight is that Jack Smith is adamant about moving this thing along. If Jack Smith indicts seven people, Trump plus six, they're all going to delay. They're going to want different discovery. They're going to bring motions, and it gets delayed. Number two, some of these people may flip. They read this thing. The writing's on the wall. These guys are going nowhere fast. They're in a lot of risk. Maybe they flip, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit after the break. Final thing I'll say on this before we go to the break, Mark Meadows has flipped big time. He's not even mentioned here. A lot of this info came from him. The rat gets the cheese. The rat gets the cheese. The rat gets the cheese, and the early rat gets the most cheese. The cat gets the rat. The cat gets the rat. The cat is Jack Smith. Meadows is a rat. The cheese is he'll get either probation or a misdemeanor. And the others better get on board soon. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, maybe a stray storm, and a high near 90. Partly cloudy in mid-60s tonight, mostly sunny in upper 80s tomorrow. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Friday, couple of storms popping up by the evening, high in the low 80s. Currently, it's 87.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Ask the girl what she wanted to be. She said, baby.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling us tonight, today, Andrew of Detroit.
Hey, Professor, this isn't my idea. I heard this on Stephanie Miller this morning, and I would put money on it. Number six is Peter Navarro. Why he hasn't been listed yet, but I bet it's Peter Navarro. Tell me what that's you think, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's a good answer. Now, Peter Navarro, it says he's a lobbyist, though. Now, that's what it says in the indictment. So is Peter Navarro an obvious? Well, yeah, but I think he was also staff at one point. You may be right. You may be right about Peter Navarro, but I'll tell you what. It says that he's a lobbyist who was instrumental in setting up the fake Electra scheme. So if Peter Navarro was that guy, you may be right. And then Andrew of Detroit will get mad props from us for having fingered it. Thank you very much for calling in, Andrew. All right, let's talk a little bit more about this indictment. Let's talk about this indictment. It says Trump had tried lawsuits and recounts, a lot of them. So he went through the process and he lost every one of them, including the U.S. Supreme Court, where he had appointed the tarantulas. He didn't appoint all six tarantulas. He appointed enough tarantulas to give them a tarantula majority. Well, here is some of the stuff that he said, nevertheless, knowing that it was false. And remember one thing, everybody is going, you're going to look at MSNBC or CNN or Fox or whatever, and they're going to go, well, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he knew there wasn't fraud. And, you know, if he believed he was fraud, and by the way, he's fingering all his lawyers. A lot of these people who are his co-defendants were lawyers, and he's fingering them. He's going to say it's their fault, send them to jail. He doesn't care. I mean, this guy really doesn't care. This guy doesn't know the meaning of loyalty, does not know the meaning of loyalty. But after he lost all this stuff and so on, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the lines. Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Bob. What's in your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking about the aircraft carrier Lexington going down in the Battle Midway. It took a couple hits, and it was crippled. But until a Japanese sub came along and put two more torpedoes in it, it didn't go down, and that's an analogy with Trump. He had a couple indictments and maybe went up in the polls and raised a lot of money, but I think when he gets up to four indictments, he's going to lose steam. I think it's going to start whittling away at him.
Right. Yeah, I think, okay. No, I understand it, but next time you call in, just let's have an analogy where the Japanese aircraft carrier gets sunk, because that was one of our guys. And at the Battle of Midway and also the Battle of Leyte Gulf, the Navy sunk in one of them, Battle of Midway, I think they sunk four Japanese aircraft carriers. So that's the one I like to hear. And so we're going to do analogies about sinking enemy aircraft carriers, not American aircraft carriers. Now, here's some of the things that Trump said. This guy knew absolutely what it gonna. He said, number one, there are more than 10,000 dead people voted in Georgia. Now, this is all in the indictment. You got to read this indictment. If you want a history lesson that's frankly very interesting to read, like People magazine type thing, read this thing. He said there are more than 10,000 people who voted in Georgia. Raffensperger and the Republicans there said that's false. He said that there were 205,000 more votes than voters in Pennsylvania. The Attorney General and the Assistant Attorney General of the United States serve under him said that's false. He said there was a suspicious vote dump in Michigan, in Detroit. The deputy attorney said that was false. And the Republican Speaker of the House in Michigan and the Republican Senate Majority Leader in Michigan said that was false. He said there were tens of thousands of doubtful votes in Michigan also. And the Secretary of State and the Supreme Court said that was false. He said the same thing about Nevada. Supreme Court there said it was false, and the Secretary of State said it was false. He said there were more than 30,000 non-citizens who voted in Arizona. Trump's campaign manager said that was false. The Speaker of the House there said it was false. And all of these things ended up in court. Sidney Powell went in, all these lawyers, they lost every one. He said that there were voting machine irregularities that switched votes from Trump to Biden in Wisconsin. He was told that was false by Republicans. He said that Italy had changed votes by satellite. Sidney Powell pushed that. Trump was on the phone call. He covers the phone call and laughs and said, this is some crazy shit. I'll tell you what. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on December 14, 2020, rejected Trump's claim, rejected his claim that there were irregularities that changed the result in Wisconsin. Our Supreme Court, it was 4-3, three justices wanted to go for Trump even though he lost the election. You got to remember that. One of them, Justice Rogensack, left the bench, and Justice Protasiewicz, I was at her investiture yesterday. We'll talk about that some other time. It's terrific. But there's still two others on there. But 4-3, they rejected it. Nevertheless, right after that, the fake electors met in Wisconsin. And there's one other thing before we go to the break that fascinated me. If you read this indictment in paragraph 101, go right to 101, it says that an unnamed senator, and they're talking about Ron Johnson, because it says it was in Wisconsin. An unnamed senator had the fake electors from Michigan and Wisconsin. I didn't know that before. I've always said that he pimped for Michigan, another guy pimped for Wisconsin. He had both of them. And he was supposed to communicate them to Pence's chief of staff. And his chief of staff did, but we thought that it was only Michigan. Maybe Ron Johnson chickened out about pimping Wisconsin too. I don't know. That's got to be looked at. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And maybe I love you. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, 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 yeah.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. All clear at the U.S. Capitol, where people in Senate office buildings have been told to shelter in place. Police say someone made a bad call about an active shooter that turned out to be some sort of mental health situation. The Senate is in summer recess now, so most lawmakers weren't there. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is reacting to today's Fitch rating, lowering the country's credit rating.
Fitch's decision is puzzling in light of the economic strength we see in the United States. I strongly disagree with Fitch's decision.
A jury in Pittsburgh has recommended the death penalty for the shooter who killed 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in 2018. Jean Klickner says she survived it.
There was nothing delusional about him. Anything he said, you know, the way he acted, the way he told his own doctors that he wished he'd killed more.
The mass shooting is the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire Students Transit is facing a shortage of bus drivers for the upcoming school year. The director of safety says they need 13 more drivers, which is more than they've been short on in past years. With fewer drivers, routes will be changed and can possibly cause longer wait times and fuller buses for students. The Wisconsin DOT waived certain parts of its testing for bus drivers last year in an effort to increase the number of school bus drivers statewide. However, bus companies and school districts said it hasn't made much of a difference as the shortages continue. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan asked for the release of security footage at the U.S. Capitol from last week when fellow Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden yelled at Senate pages. Congressional leaders condemned Van Orden's act last week. The footage is being reviewed by U.S. Capitol Security, according to a release from Representative Brian Stile. Van Orden said he won't publicly apologize. And the National Weather Service says it'll be hot and humid for the next couple of days, but rain chances return this weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight, I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind, Jean?
Hi, Matt. Thank you for the great show. Missed you yesterday. I just want to advise people who have difficulty finding things, because sometimes you got to have the right place to look to get the information easily. And they can go to political.com and scroll down the page, and it will say, read the Trump indictment. Click on it, and then it will be a spot where read the full indictment, and you get a copy of the actual court document, nobody telling you anything about it, and read it yourself. I think you will be, well, grossed out and surprised and saddened. Anyway, thank you very much, Matt. Great show. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene, and thank you for that. Yeah, politico.com, and I'll tell you what, guys. It's 45 pages, but, you know, some of it is double space, and it's, the, you know, what statute he violated. You can skip that, but single space, and occasionally there are paragraphs. And this stuff in there, I didn't know, quite frankly. I mean, I hadn't heard about before, but that is because Jack Smith has the subpoena power in a grand jury and can force people in there, whereas the January 6th committee didn't have that bad subpoena power. So there you have it. That's exactly what it was. Going back to the lines, Doug of Cudahy. Hey, thanks for calling Western Mind today, Doug.
Hi, Matt. It's good to talk to you this afternoon. I want to just say that I think this is a good day for justice as well as the United States. We should have held Nixon accountable. We should have held Bush accountable. And this has got to stop with this nonsense. And then the last thing I want to say to you before I go, my friend, is that I think that the guy that number six is Steve Bannon. That's my chime in, and I love you, brother, and I'll see you on the other side of this, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Doug. That's very, very interesting. Remember, guys, there are six co-conspirators, but only five of them could we tell who it was. You know, Giuliani and Clark and that kind of thing, Sidney Powell. But the six, it just says a lobbyist who ginned up the fake electors. And we have Andrew of Detroit calling in saying he thinks it's Peter Navarro. Doug of Cudahy saying Steve Bannon. These are excellent, excellent guesses. I don't know. I don't know. And if I had a prize to give to the one who called correctly, I would. Sadly, I don't. However, thank you very much. That's very, very interesting. I want to go back quick to the topic. Of course, there's one piece of breaking news. I told you that I was at Janet Protasiewicz's investiture yesterday. It was actually magnificent. We'll talk about that some more. The breaking news today, a complaint has now been filed to undo the rig maps, get rid of gerrymandering. And she is now on the court. That is phenomenal news. And here are going to be the issues. If the Supreme Court takes original jurisdiction, they can come 4-3 to some kind of decision and appoint a special master because the Republican Party is intransigent and get fair maps like Iowa. It could do the normal course in which you go to a circuit court, then the Court of Appeals, then the Supreme Court, and then they offer to let the legislature try it again. This is a dishonest, illegitimate legislature. In other words, it's a Republican legislature, and they'll screw around and goose it past the 2024 elections, and it wouldn't kick in until 2026. These are very, very tough things, tough decisions, but thank God Janet Protasiewicz is on there, and that was just filed. The other quick thing I want to say, and this is good news for subscribers and for advertisers. Great news. Civic Media's WRJN in Racine and Kenosha will broadcast every Packer game all season long, every Packer game. Advertising on the Packers is gold. This is your chance. There are a few sponsorships left, but if you have a small business or a big business or any kind of business and you're interested in advertising on a Packer game for probably a lot lower rates than you are elsewhere, you can call. 608-819-8255. They can also talk to you about advertising in Wisconsin Badger games, local high school games. It depends on the target audience you want, but the Green Bay Packers are gold. They're green and gold. They are advertising gold. 608-819-8255. Talk to them immediately. There are some sponsorships left, and you will want to get in on that. Your product will get a lot of ears listening to it. The Green Bay Packers are going back to the line. Beverly of Richland Center, my friend. Thanks for calling, Beverly. What's in your mind today?
I'd like your take on the Wisconsin fake electors. I just finished reading the indictment, and in the memorandum, in the Wisconsin memo, they talk about that the Wisconsin fake electors were asked to meet and cast votes to preserve the alternative of the defendant's Wisconsin elector slate in event that Trump ultimately prevailed. And I wondered if that language back that it was just done to preserve the alternative, if that kind of gives them a card out from being indicted.
Yeah, no, the answer is no. And that statement of that, and you accurately recited the Republican position, is false and known by the Republicans to be false. And why do I say that? Because they met after the Wisconsin Supreme Court had ruled against Trump and said that Biden was the winner, which he was by 20,000 votes. Every Republican now says, well, they just want to preserve the alternative. Oh, really? Right after the Supreme Court said that Trump's wrong? What alternative? That's absolutely not correct. But I want to get to the fake electors now. And this is, let's go over exactly what we're talking about here. There were 10 fake electors and 3 co-conspirators with them. The 10 fake electors are Robert Spindell. He was on the Wisconsin Election Commission, and he chair of the Republican Party in the 4th Congressional District. Andrew Hitt, he's a former chair of the Republican Party, and he was in Scott Walker's cabinet. These are not, you know, chump change. This is not small potatoes. This is the guys. Kelly Rue, she was chair of the Republican 8th Congressional District Committee and was an alderman in De Pere. Carol Brunner, Sheboygan City Council she served on, and she also served on as vice chair of the 1st Congressional District GOP. Scott Grabens, former chair of the Dane County Republican Party. Darrell Carlson, former chair of the 6th Congressional District Republican Party, and he works with Scott Fitzgerald, who's the one who made sure that they had a room to meet in, recommended they have a room to meet in. Pam Travis, former vice chair of the 7th Congressional District Republican Party. Mary Bustrin, former national committee person for the, that's a big deal. Every state has a couple of national committee people. They meet as an RNC, Republican National Committee, just like there's a DNC. Bill Feehan, he's the current Republican chair of the 3rd Congressional District Republican Party, and Kathy Kiernan, second vice chair of the state Republican Party. These guys are not innocent bystanders, the 10 of them. Scott Fitzgerald was the one who set in motion they're getting a room to meet. He knew they were meeting, and one of his staffers, Darrell Carlson, was a fake elector. Darrell Carlson should be asked under oath, did you discuss that with Scott Fitzgerald, that he wants you to be one? He had to give you permission. You didn't do something like that without his permission. And of course, Robin Voss. The other thing about these guys, this was done secretly, just like in Michigan. They were told, don't tell anybody. Nobody said who was in the room. And this was done after. It wasn't preserving anything. It wasn't preserving an alternative. The Wisconsin Supreme Court just ruled, had already ruled, that they lost. This was done to feed them to Pence. And the thing that blows me away, if you read paragraph 101 of the indictment, it says the senator, which is Ron Johnson, had in his possession the Michigan fake electors and the Wisconsin fake electors, which I did not know before this. That's what it says anyway. And we were under the impression he was only trying to feed the Michigan state electors, but he should be asked under oath, did you try to feed the state Wisconsin? And he'll say, I was only involved for a few seconds. This is my chief of staff. I know not the man, and the cuck crowed. Don't give me this stuff. Okay, guys, don't give me this stuff. We didn't just fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. Okay. And so here is what happened. These people have got to be indicted. You got to give Jack Smith cover. Jack Smith has brought in the big guns. He's brought in the naval ships bombarding the shore. He's doing what has to be done, but he can't indict 100 people. There's 7 states with these crooked people and these fake electors. And in Michigan, the attorney general has indicted them. In Georgia, they're about to be indicted. But what about Wisconsin? What about Pennsylvania? What about Arizona? What about Nevada? What about New Mexico? What about these states? This was indictable. It should be indicted. You can't sit back and say, what the hell? What's going to happen is if they're not indicted, this lawsuit against this criminal prosecution of Trump will go forward, or against this one, against that one. But these guys, what, they skate out and they go, well, you know, apparently it was okay in Wisconsin. It's not okay in Wisconsin. Indict them. We're going to the lines in order. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mighty, Mark.
Yeah, even if it was supposedly legitimate to have that other slate of electors, that from the state of Wisconsin, Bob Spindell should not have been on the list because he actually holds the office of trust or profit under the United States.
It's not okay. Hold on. It's not okay. That is an incorrect premise. It's not okay to have fake electors. I understand that Bob Spindell was on the Wisconsin Election Commission. That's another reason he shouldn't have been in there. But the woman who was an alder up in De Pere shouldn't have been in there. And the one on the county board in Sheboygan shouldn't have been there. None of these people should have been there. It is not okay to have fake electors. They've got to be indicted. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's for my day, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Great show today. I don't know what the hell's wrong with these people that did this to begin with. You're in a political party, the GOP. They used to be pretty much on the up and up. I mean, I never had a problem with Tommy Thompson, Dale Schultz. The list goes on and on. But to try to take my vote, that's serious. I don't know how other people feel about this, but they should be pretty disgusted, and these people need to be held to the full extent of the law here, Matt. I mean, we could have ended up with Trump as president, and I don't want Trump anywhere near any office. The man is unstable, in my opinion. I feel like Trump's kind of a guy, you get a knock at the door and say, hey, you said something bad about me, come with us, you know? I mean, it drives me nuts. This bothers me. It really bothers me that people tried to take my vote and nothing is being done about it. I'm going to let you go today.
Fortunately, thanks, Jack Smith is doing plenty about it. Okay, he's doing plenty about it. The Attorney General of Michigan is doing plenty about it. And Fannie Willis is only a DA, not even the Attorney General, DA of a county, Fulton County. Atlanta, Georgia's doing plenty about it. So more's got to do plenty about it, including here in Wisconsin. Now, thanks for calling. One other thing I want to point out is the Republican Party is rallying around Trump. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, he says this is a sham. Elise Stefanik, the number three, she's the gal from upstate New York. She's really bad news. As she goes, this is just weaponizing it, and it's a sham, and it's wrong. And look, Jordan said, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, quote, when you drain the swamp fights back. Hey, Jordan, you are the swamp. You are the swamp. Trump's the swamp. You see what I'm saying? Trump is the swamp. And the six co-conspirators are the swamp. And the fake electors are the swamp. You see that? So it's not a matter of the swamp fighting back. The swamp tried to overtake us. And you're saying you want to drain the swamp. I want to drain the swamp. I want to drain you. I want you to get the hell out of here. I want the fake electors out of here. I want the six co-conspirators out here, and I want Trump out of there. Yeah, we will drain the swamp. That is what is going on. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I
will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mix of sun and clouds, maybe a stray storm, and a high near 90. Partly cloudy in mid-60s tonight, mostly sunny in upper 80s tomorrow. We'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds on Friday, couple of storms popping up by the evening, high in the low 80s. Currently, it's 87.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Roger of Stevens Point. Thanks for calling us your Monday, Roger.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I have an idea who the number six person is. I would believe that's Jenny Thomas.
You know something? Jeez. You know, the funny thing is, actually, that's not funny at all. She was instrumental. That's, by the way, everybody, that's Clarence Thomas's wife. Clarence Thomas, of course, is the crooked guy that takes money, and he was the 5-4 swing vote that gutted the Voting Rights Act in Shelby County, throughout Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs case, and he in Citizens United, he was the swing vote, 5-4. So Roger of Stevens Point has a good insight. It could be Jenny Thomas. You know, actually, Andrew of Detroit came in, said it was Peter Navarro. And then we got a guess after that it was, Peter Navarro. And then it was Steve Bannon. That was a good one. But Jenny Thomas, yes, she orchestrated. Yes, she orchestrated or helped. Fundamentally, she was involved in orchestrating the fake electors, and she is a lobbyist. So you know something? We've had three excellent suggestions: Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, and Jenny Thomas. And I think it's going to be somebody prominent like this. You know, all three of those names are well known in this whole thing. It's not going to be, you know, Joe Schmo at a Ladysmith. Okay. I mean, if it is Joe Schmo at Ladysmith, good for him. He's going to get some name recognition, but it's not going to be Joe Schmo from Ladysmith. All right. So thank you. Great, great idea. Let me tell you a couple of things. Donald Trump right now is thrashing out to knife his co-defendants and knife others. If the Republican Party does not understand that this guy is not loyal to anybody, then they are destined to go down. He is now blaming the six co-conspirators, five of them lawyers, saying he relied on advice of counsel, put them in jail. Number one, he's saying that with Walt Nauta and with this fellow Oliveira, he hired their lawyers. Remember that Cassidy Hutchinson said a Trump lawyer told her to lose her memory, that she didn't remember anything, which frankly is unethical. These guys, these are low-level guys. They're probably fundamentally good guys. They work for him. It's the best job they ever had. They're loyal to him. And a lawyer paid by him is, they're not cooperating. If they had a brain in their head, they cooperate. And they don't have to hurt him. They can just say, yeah, he told me to do it. They denied that. Benauda, anyway, denied that under oath. He's trying to be loyal. I get it. He's from Guam. You know, this is the best job he ever had. This is very sad. He will see Nauta and Oliveira go to jail. He'll knife the six co-conspirators, and he just threatened the Republican caucus yesterday, saying, "If you don't vote to impeach Joe Biden, I will primary you." He has no loyalty. His word is no good. Randall LaPorte is my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randall?
Hey, Matt. You were talking earlier about Ron Johnson and the Wisconsin and Michigan co-conspirator list. I heard as recently as 7 or 10 days ago that the reason it didn't get to Pence's office is because the office of Ron Johnson prior to sending the information, called the office of Mike Pence and said, we got this list we'd like to send you. And Mike Pence's office said, we don't want the list. Don't send it to us. And that's as far as it went. That's why Ron Jensen says he was only involved for 3 seconds.
Yeah, that's you're accurate in what happened, but I want to give you a little extra context. Ron Johnson, chief of staff, at his direction, contacted Pence's chief of staff and said, I have the Trump electors from, and I thought it was only Michigan. Paragraph 101 of the indictment says Michigan, Wisconsin, so we'll see, but at least Michigan. And Pence's chief of staff at that point said, don't send it. Because at that point, Pence had been wavering. But then he talked to a number of people who said, not only is it wrong to do it, but you're going to get in a hell of a lot of trouble doing that. Pence chickened out. Pence is not a hero. Pence chickened out. But it is a felony. It is wrong, just like any other felony, if you attempt to commit it and it is foiled by the target of it or the co-conspirator in it. Remember something. In a conspiracy doesn't have to be a successful conspiracy. It can be an attempt at a conspiracy. Here, the fact is that some fake electors were given to Pence, and he didn't use them. And he said no, and then Ron Johnson chickened out. You can join a conspiracy after it started. You don't have to be in it right from the start. You can be in a conspiracy for a short period of time. You can attempt... All you have to do is show overt acts in the conspiracy, something you did to further the objective of the conspiracy, whether or not it was successful. Here, Ron Johnson's chief of staff at his direction said to Pence's chief of staff, I have the fake Michigan electors. And according to paragraph 101, he may have said Wisconsin ones too. We'll find out. And Pence had chickened out. So he told his chief of staff, you know, no, we can't get involved in this, or I can go to the slammer. So the chief of staff goes, we don't want him. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. We don't want him. We don't want him. Fake electors, what's that? And so what? That's a conspiracy on the part of Ron Johnson. It's a conspiracy on the 10 electors, fake electors who met and then sent it off to the archives in the Senate. Part of the conspiracy were the people who set up the conference room. Part of the conspiracy is concealment. You know, they didn't put this on the marquee as, oh, well, there's this room and these guys are meeting to vote on the Trump electors. They said, don't tell anybody. Somebody goes there and they go, nobody here but us chickens, boss. Nobody here but us chickens. These guys, they're sneaky. When somebody is sneaky and he's trying to do something wrong like that, it's a conspiracy. Now, when I hope Josh Call indicts these people. I mean, Jack Smith needs backup. You know, if you're in a war like this and the main guy, Jack Smith, brings out the big guns, you want some lieutenants on either side going after the rest of the fake electors. They're doing it in Michigan. They're about to do it in Georgia. They got to do it here. And they also got to do it in Pennsylvania and Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico. Let's do it. Let's give some backup to good old Jack Smith. He is doing the job. So thanks for calling, but I got news for you. If you tried to give somebody the means to commit the felony and he goes, no, I've chickened out. I'm withdrawing from the conspiracy. And you say, well, I was never in the first place. It was only 3 seconds. That doesn't cut it. That is not the law. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate, Diamond Crute. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Like a rolling stone.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.